Welcome to your interactive audio lecture for week 8. In this lecture, we'll be talking about listening to give and receive feedback. One quick note is that there's quite a few videos that are referenced in this lecture, so you might want to have the slide companion to this lecture up so that you can easily check out the videos. Throughout your professional life, you'll need to give and receive feedback about other people's writing. Your readings taught you how to do a peer review. But in order to benefit from other people's feedback and to give useful feedback, you'll also need to be a good listener. In this session, we'll explore the role that listening plays and practice our listening skills. I'm going to read you a short excerpt, which is quoted in a John Suler piece about Zen, but which I found from the Pulling Together Guide for Teachers and Instructors. So I want you to listen to this short excerpt and then think about how it might apply the topic of listening. A university professor went to visit a famous Zen master. While the master quietly served tea, the professor talked about Zen. The master poured the visitor's cup to the brim and then kept pouring. The professor watched the overflowing cup until he could no longer restrain himself. "It's full, no more will go in," the professor blurted. "This is you," the master replied. "How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup?" So we can reflect on, what does the idea of an empty or a full cup mean when it comes to listening? This is something we'll be exploring throughout this lecture. So to practice listening, I want you to pick one of the following videos and engage with it. And as you are listening, pay special attention to how you are listening. So this is located on slide 3 of the interactive lecture. And option number 1 is called "Want to help someone shut up and listen?" And this is a video about how listening can benefit nonprofits and entrepreneurs. Option number 2 is about compassionate listening, which features a Buddhist monk talking to Oprah about changing people's minds through listening. Option number 3 is called the Listening Stone. And in this video, Dr. Susan Dion reflects on the importance of listening and hearing in her work. So you'll pause here, go and check out one of the videos, and then come back. Now, let's reflect on our experience. Set a timer for 3 minutes and write about your experience with a TED Talk or the video that you watched. How did you listen? What barriers did you face to listening? Were you distracted? Were you composing an answer in your own mind? Was someone else trying to talk to you? So again, you'll pause here, set a timer for 3 minutes, and write about your experience with the TED Talk. Now we're going to deepen our understanding of listening by learning about the 4 levels of listening. On slide 5, you'll find a short clip by Otto Schwarmer on the 4 levels of listening. So again, you'll pause here, watch the video, and then come back. So as you learned in this video, there's 4 levels of listening, and let's summarize them now. The first level of listening is what, according to Otto Schwarmer, most people do, which is called downloading. And that is when you're listening only to reconfirm your old opinions and beliefs and judgments. So if I was listening to someone telling a story about their experience with homelessness, and I had a lot of stereotypes about homelessness, I might not be listening to anything that contradicts my stereotypes. But there's other levels of listening that we can move towards. Listening to is called listening from the outside. And that is when you have an open mind, and you are open to new differences. So you're noticing differences. You're open to something that doesn't confirm your old opinions and your judgments. Listening number 3, so the third level of listening, is called listening from within. And this is called empathic listening. And instead of just noticing differences, now you're trying to make an emotional connection. So this is a sort of open heart listening. So level 2 was open mind. Level 3 is open heart. And this is when you're really trying to see through another person's eyes. So if I'm listening to someone tell their experience about homelessness, I'm actually able to try to imagine what it was like to be that person and see through their eyes. So level 2, I'm just listening and maybe I'm open to different perspectives. But level 3, I'm really trying to see through somebody else's eyes. Level 4 is called listening from source. So level 3 was listening from within, level 4 is listening from source. And this is called generative listening. And this is the trickiest one, And obviously, that's the reason that it's the fourth level, is that when you're practicing generative listening, you're trying to project into the future and imagine future possibilities. So in this way, you're connecting to an emerging future, and you might have a shift of identity or self. And this is listening with an open will. So level one is basically closed off listening. Level two is listening with an open mind. Level three is listening with an open heart. And level four is listening with an open will. So this idea of an open will is again a really tricky one. It's when you're trying to project and imagine how something could look in the future and how you could maybe change your understanding. So let's look at an example because this can seem a little bit difficult to pin down. So let's imagine that a teacher discovers that a student has copy and pasted material from the internet into her assignment. She invites the student in to talk about it. So let's start with this teacher's perspective and imagine that this teacher has done some of the four levels of listening. So in level one, downloading, if the teacher is practicing level one listening, the teacher would believe that all students are trying to cheat. And so she listens for clues that confirms this belief. She leaves the conversation angry and she doesn't believe the student's explanation. So in this level, the teacher is just confirming what she already believes and reinforcing her own beliefs. In level two listening, factual listening, maybe this teacher comes in and expects to be angry, but she hears the student express confusion about citation, and this disrupts her idea that the student was intentionally cheating. So she feels like maybe I still have these old beliefs, but I'm open to change. I'm open to a new piece of information. If the teacher is practicing level three empathic listening, in this situation, the teacher listens as the student describes the situation. She can imagine how hard it must be to come to a new country and learn new ways of using sources. So in this way, the teacher is able to see the situation from the perspective of the student. And level four is generative listening. So through listening to the student, the teacher can see that the student understands the subject matter, and once she learns a few citation skills, she'll be able to write excellent papers. So you can really see the difference between level one downloading and level four generative listening. In level one downloading, the teacher ends up angry. So this actually doesn't benefit the student or the teacher because the teacher's just reinforced her existing beliefs. And in level four, the teacher probably feels a lot more pride in her work because she can see that once the student learns the citation skills, they'll be able to write amazing papers. Let's think about the student's perspective. So if the student is practicing downloading, this is maybe the student believes that the teacher hates her and interprets her expression as being hostile. She therefore becomes defensive and later tells her friends that the teacher singled her out for no reason. So in this case, if both people are practicing level one listening, they both end up angry and they both end up with reinforcing their existing beliefs. If the student is practicing factual listening, maybe the student knows that notices that the teacher is giving her another chance to rework the assignment. So instead of being defensive, the student is noticing, okay, I think the teacher hates me, but maybe actually the teacher here is giving me another chance. That's new information that I'm open to. If the student is practicing level three listening, empathic listening, the student can imagine that the teacher wants her to learn this important skill. And maybe the student can even imagine what it's like for the teacher and imagine the amount of work it takes to grade a paper and meet with students. And so the student is able to imagine the teacher's perspective. If the student's practicing generative listening, the student listens to the teacher's explanation and can imagine a time in the future where she learns citation. She can see that rewriting an assignment will give her time to practice citation and get it right. So you can see in this situation that when both parties are practicing generative listening, when they're both trying to imagine each other's perspectives and think to the future about a time, when their mind shift has shifted, you can see that the situation ends up a lot better. So when both the teacher and the student are practicing downloading, this results in entrenched positions, people angry, people frustrated. When they're both practicing generative listening, you can see how the conflict is easily resolved. And both parties are able to leave understanding themselves and each other a little bit better. So let's test your knowledge. I will give you a series of questions. And again, this is not for marks, this is just to reinforce what we just learned. I will give you three options. You'll reflect on them, and then I'll tell you the right answer. So, downloading is A, when you pretend to be someone else, B, when you listen to confirm what you already believe, or C, when you try to imagine someone else's point of view. And the answer is B. So, downloading that level one is when you listen to confirm what you already believe. When a coach listens to a player's struggle and can imagine how they will improve over the season, that's an example of A, downloading, B, generative listening, or C, empathic listening. And the answer is generative listening. So if the coach is listening and simply empathizing with the student's struggles, that is empathic listening. But generative listening is that piece about being able to imagine how in the future they will improve. The difference between downloading and factual listening is A, downloading requires more empathy. B, when you use factual listening, you're open to finding out information that doesn't concern what you already believe. Or C, factual listening is considering facts that you already know. And the answer is B. So when you're downloading, you're simply trying to confirm your existing beliefs. When you're using factual listening, you're open to finding out new information that doesn't confirm what you believe. So now that we've learned about generative listening, let's practice some of these skills. So we're going to go back to the video that you saw, so either the TED Talk or the other two videos. And I want you to apply the listening skills that you just learned to just the first 2 minutes of the video. So for the 2 minutes, try to practice generative listening. So listening, trying to imagine the speaker's point of view, and trying to imagine a future in which you change your mind or which something has changed. So I'll give you a chance to pause here, and if you're looking for links to the video, those are on link or slide 12. So how did that change when you went back and listened to something that you'd already listened to, but you tried to practice these generative listening skills? And it's okay if nothing really changed, because again, you learned how to listen for however, 20 years or however old you are of your life. So now thinking about a new way of listening is obviously going to take time. So now let's apply what we learned about listening to the topic of giving and receiving feedback. Let's return to the idea of the master pouring tea into the cup. So, how can you make room for learning new things, both about your writing and about other people's writing? A useful peer review requires two things. First of all, that the person giving the review respects their partner, so they're aware of their own position as a reader. So, sometimes when peer review can even be harmful is when the person giving the review sees themselves as maybe a better writer or an expert, and they're trying to fix the piece. But really, you're simply one reader who's offering your own perceptions. And in a good peer review, you're willing to learn something about the piece and have your mind changed. A good reviewer also thinks about what the writer wants for the piece. So we all have different tastes and preferences and backgrounds, and we should be helping our writer to turn their piece into what they want, rather than making it what I want. The second part is that the person receiving the review is willing to listen. And this can be tricky because to have a good review, the person has to be willing to move past defensiveness and consider their peer's opinion. And if they disagree, they can reflect on why they disagree. So you don't have to accept every single piece of feedback that you get in your peer review, but you should understand why you rejected it, and have a clear reason. So this brings us to the topic of revision. So there's a common saying that says the ear is a better editor than the eye. And that is because when we read, our brain is really great at filling in little bits and pieces of information. And so, if we see a grammar mistake, we might skip over it because we know what we actually meant. But reading your work aloud is a great way to get new insight into your piece. But revising also requires willingness to accept other people's point of view. This requires emptying your metaphorical cup and being willing to accept a new perspective on your work, which can be really challenging. So, in this lecture, we've learned, first of all, that listening is a valuable workplace skill. that there are four levels of listening, and that practicing your listening skills can help you give and receive feedback more effectively. We've also learned that revision requires you to be open to a new way of thinking about a topic. So hopefully this is giving you some tools to practice listening in your own life and in your professional communication.